Hello, and thank you for downloading Sporting Witness from the BBC World Service with me, Ashley Byrne. Today we're taking you back to 1995 and a landmark legal case which changed the world of football forever. I've been speaking to former Belgian midfielder Jean-Marc Bosman about the historic moment which became known as the Bosman ruling.
Football's international transfer system has been ruled unlawful by the European Court of Justice. The judges said the system broke laws guaranteeing the right to the free movement of workers within the European Union.
It's the 15th of December 1995, and the European Court of Justice in Luxembourg is about to revolutionise European football.
The ruling body of European football, UEFA, has gathered in Birmingham ahead of the draw for the European Championships on Sunday. But the council meeting today is dominated by the Bosman affair and how the transfer rules will be redrawn.
At the centre of the case is a journeyman Belgian midfielder, Jean-Marc Bosman, who's been fighting his corner for nearly 5 years.
The judgment today means an immediate end to the transfer system for players out of contract and an end to the restriction on the number of players European clubs can field.
And as the verdict is delivered, one thing is certain. European football will never be the same again.
At that time, clubs had all the power and the hand in everything. And then after the ruling, players could do as they pleased. If they wanted to leave the club, they could. I heard of players putting in money from their own pocket so they could leave a club.
The man who brought player power to football fell in love with the game as a boy, and his talent was soon spotted by the biggest clubs in Belgium.
My dad had a passion for football. I adored football too. And I started playing next to my parents' house. It was a real passion. I was recruited by Standard Liège at that time. And there I became one of the top young players, getting 24 youth caps for Belgium.
But Bosman never quite fulfilled his potential. He moved to the smaller FC Liège in 1988. 2 years later, as the end of his contract approached, he received a tempting offer from the French side, Dunkirk. But it became clear that things wouldn't be so easy.
When I reached the end of my contract at FC Liège, I was asked to sign a new deal with them. At that time, when players didn't want to resign with their club, the club could still keep them. I refused their offer, which was 4 times lower than the current one. Then I received a letter and realised in terms of salary and revenue as a player, I was worth 4 times less. But in order to be sold, the transfer fee would be 4 times higher. And this I couldn't bear. I found it unacceptable. And so I began a long procedure with my lawyers, which ended up being a sort of solitary battle.
Jean-Marc Bosman is a bitter man. Once one of Belgium's leading footballers, he claims his career was ruined by the soccer transfer system. Mr. Bosman argues it kept him tied to his club. Only if other teams offered massive transfer fees could he leave.
At the beginning, instead of being on the pitch playing, I was spending a lot of time in court with my lawyers. And when I started this case, we thought this legal action would be over in a fortnight with no problem at all.
Determined to get justice, Bosman began his campaign by suing his team, but then he launched more legal action, taking on the Belgian Football Association and finally UEFA, the governing body of European football.
In order to blow up the transfer system used by UEFA and FIFA, my lawyer and I based our case on 2 main principles, the free movement of workers and the right for competition.
But as the days turned into months, Bosman found himself desperately looking for work in order to support his family and pay the mounting legal costs. A short spell with French team Saint-Quentin ended when the club went bust, and elsewhere his reputation was preceding him.
Whenever I was looking for some work, even if I found something at a second division club, little by little there was this rumour going around about a little Belgian guy who was stubborn and standing up for himself. Well, the door started slamming in my face, and ultimately it ended my career.
And Bosman recalls feeling very much alone throughout the whole legal process.
Moi, avant l'arrêt de la cour.
1 month before the European Court of Justice ruling, 2 of the players' unions finally decided to help me, the French Union and the Spanish Union.
Did you not get any support from your fellow players?
I would say no, even if they were colleagues and all. At that time, the power of clubs was everything. Even nowadays, players have to be careful what they say. The smallest negative comment can lead to sanctions.
Jean-Marc Bosman, who has caused a revolution in Europe's football finances, was in court this morning to hear the judgment he's been fighting for. Bosman started his legal battle 5 years ago when he was prevented from moving clubs in Belgium.
In December 1995, after nearly half a decade of turmoil, poverty and heartache, the judges finally ruled in Bosman's favour.
One beautiful day, the 15th of December 1995, players could finally leave their clubs if they wanted to, without any transfer penalties, thanks to the free movement of European workers. It was a profound joy.
But not everyone was happy with the ruling.
Birmingham City is one of the clubs worried about the Bosman case. It spent £4 million on players this season, and at some stage may want to sell them on for a profit.
To a club like us, it's a great deal of money, and it's one of those amounts of money that keeps you afloat or allows you to redevelop your stadium, which is all very important now in England, and to generally keep your team ticking along.
The Bosman ruling certainly changed European football. Players won the right to negotiate transfers as their contracts came to an end, with immediate beneficiaries including the likes of Patrick Kluivert and Steve McManaman. It also ended the limits which some European leagues used to have on the number of European players per team. But since December 1995, there's also been a massive boom in transfer fees and wages, and for the fans, an increase in ticket prices.
What football will look like in the future, we have no idea. When I won this ruling, we had no idea. But look at the excesses with these astronomical amounts of money for transfers. I feel it's becoming crazy. When is a player going to be sold for €1 billion? Players are nothing but marketing products and only commodities in the eyes of their clubs for sales, merchandising, advertising, sponsorship, etc. I don't know where it's all going to end, but it needs to stop someday.
Despite earning a place in footballing history, Jean-Marc Bosman's career effectively ended the day he decided to challenge the system. Although he was awarded a sum of 350,000 Swiss francs in damages, the money was soon swallowed up and Bosman struggled with depression and addiction.
In general, players at the end of their careers then mostly find work in the technical staff or something similar. But in my case, I was airbrushed out of the world of football. I didn't have anything left. This was my profession. It was the thing I knew how to do and that I loved. And from that moment, I became an outcast.
But despite all the negatives, he's still very proud of what he was able to achieve.
To end on a positive note, when I watch a football match on TV, I tell myself that I can see a multicultural world on every pitch in Europe. And this is certainly thanks to my ruling. In the new era we live in, I believe that's a beautiful message.
Former footballer Jean-Marc Bosman was speaking to me, Ashley Byrne, for this edition of Sporting Witness. It was a Made in Manchester production for the BBC World Service.